This is Dakota Datebook for November 5th. With easy access to up-to-date reports, few people today rely on a weather vane for their weather predictions. Today, a weather vane is mostly for decoration, but at one time, they were an important tool for anyone who needed to know what the weather had in store. On this date in 1903, the Hope Pioneer newspaper reminded readers of the humble weather vane that was so often taken for granted. Weather vanes were usually placed at the highest point on a house or barn. It had to be away from trees that could influence the wind. On the Great Plains, that wasn't difficult. There is a weight at the point of the weather vane arrow. The rear of the weather vane is lighter and catches the breeze. The airflow is distributed evenly on both sides of the weather vane, which turns the point of the arrow into the wind. From ancient times, people paid attention to the wind to predict the weather. They knew that a change in the wind meant a change in the weather, and they were common in colonial America. Thomas Jefferson's weather vane was connected to a compass on the ceiling of Monticello. Jefferson could see the direction of the wind while he sat in his library. George Washington was another keen observer of the weather. His weather vane is still on the cupola of Mount Vernon. In 1903, in North Dakota, the farmer had to be his own weatherman and pay close attention to the wind. Virtually every barn had a weather vane. The experienced farmer knew that as long as the wind was in the usual speed and direction, the weather would be stable. A glance at the weather vane could alert the farmer to expect rain, snow, or even a storm. It could also predict a temperature change. South winds would bring warm temperatures, while a north wind brings cold. Today we view weather vanes as interesting decorative elements, but the next time you see one, you might give a thought to how important they were to early North Dakotans. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.